Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
So that's actually good news. Well, I'll tell you that in 1 second. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, so Bryn was telling me, he's kind of freaking out, and I don't blame him. You know, your parents are older in their 60s,
Late 60s,
and they love cruises.
Yeah, a whole family loves cruises.
You love cruises.
I do love cruises.
So they got a cruise booked for this weekend, leaving out of San Francisco.
Yeah, and Hawaii. It sounds epic.
And Bryn's like, you can't go.
You shouldn't go.
You should not go. So then they're like, nah,
don't worry.
We're going.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It's going to be fine.
They'll have a good time. Do their accent.
We could have a good time. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm terrible. Angela Johnson, where are you at?
You're the worst
you
Vietnamese
good.
I've
wow.
never practiced a Vietnamese accent. Okay.
You shouldn't have to practice it.
Yeah, you,
listen, you live with it.
You grew up, you're Vietnamese the whole time.
I don't know. I just know. You have to practice things to get better
well,
at it.
Well, start
accent.
Practicing. Just start like saying things to yourself all the time.
I need a better. Need a better. Better.
In the bedroom?
A little bit.
Do the bedroom bathroom count.
What do you mean by that?
Three bedroom.
Oh, three bedroom, two bathroom.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. Now, see, that'll pop you right into it.
Anyway, back to your parents. Oh, yeah.
So his parents want to go on this cruise, and Bryn's like, do not go. You're crazy. And they're like, ah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Horrible. So...
What do you guys know?
We know. We've heard Angela Johnson.
Yeah, we can hear you getting it wrong.
So
that's what we know.
He rounds up all the news stories about, because, I mean, I'm sure you're going to report this, but there's a cruise ship not being allowed to come in here right now, and it's right off the coast.
They're testing everybody on it.
And a lot of people have it. From a guy who was on the last cruise. He just put his grubby hands all over everything. So... he rounds up all these stories about cruise ships, coronavirus, his parents.
Everything he heard on KCBS.
He's getting links to all these stories. He rounds it up, sends the whole package out to his brother and sisters. Like, we got to stop mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the good news comes down. When did they do this? Just now,
just a second ago.
That cruise is canceled.
Refunded, like, which is, oh, I'm like, oh.
Which means, thanks. Right, they have no choice.
But to not go.
What are they gonna, you know, unless they want to get a smaller boat.
Sucks, man. My mom was supposed to be coming. My daughter was at my door at 7 o'clock last night crying. And I'm like, oh, God, the drama with these people in my house. What's wrong, honey? Nona's not coming now. I'm like, okay, I get it. It sucks. And there it is. She had to cancel her trip because of the coronavirus. Mm. And so my mom's bummed. My kid's bummed. I guess she'd just been told that Nona's not coming. And that was the tears.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks. You know.
That's why you should never tell kids anything that's going to happen. You just say, nope, this boring stretch is nothing to look forward to, kid.
I know.
Yeah. Because otherwise they're just, you know, you don't want them disappointed. And they're not going to forget about it.
But I have to say, there's some relief in the fact that my mom may have made the right decision.
She did make the right, I have to say, an overabundance of caution. She's in the age group, and your baby's in. And your daughter has a mystery illness that could be compromising her.
Right. Well, and I'm in no mood.
Right.
I feel that mood.
Right.
For more stuff.
No. You need less stuff.
Right.
Let's all work harder today to make sure Vinny has less stuff.
I The missus, like, can't, you know, I understand. She's like you in that you can talk about things that aren't necessarily in the works. You're just talking about stuff.
Sure.
I think I'd put a hot tub and I just went, don't you even finish that sentence. I'm out of here. And I left.
You are horrible.
I can't help
you
it.
Know what? Tell
we
her
just
call me.
The
I'll
kitchen.
Totally sit and talk.
And it's she's beautiful.
Just oh my God, I'm totally going to win that bet.
There we were standing there.
Did we bet? We didn't bet.
In the glow of our all natural stone kitchen.
Well, it's what would go better with that than walking out onto the patio into your hot tub?
Oh,
that sounds great.
And make yourself an icy cold beverage.
Is it possible for you to just let her do things and not be a part of it?
Yeah,
can't you just let her?
Well,
yeah,
like let no, her just, financially, we're not
capable. You'll enjoy a hot tub.
No.
Buy somebody's used hot tub. People get sick of hot tubs all the time.
Oh, that's
you like grimy. Hot tubbing?
For a minute, I had a hot tub. And then I went, get this thing out of here. This is just I never use it. It's $100 a month to keep it hot. Plus, you got to like dump crystals in it. And
did you buy a brand new hot tub?
Vinny, not only did I buy a brand new hot tub.
And get rid of it?
We put it on our deck, and we had to have it craned into our yard. This is at our last house.
Oh, this isn't this
house? No. We had to build steel reinforcements under our deck to support this hot tub. So first we spend that money, right? Because I got to have a hot tub.
Why did you got to have one?
We just wanted one, and the kids were like, yeah, that sounds fun. John was like, yeah, I would use that all the time. I would soak in that, and, you know, we're like, this is it. And I'm like, fine, I'll make it happen. So I get the, you know... Dick and Chumley, they, you know, bring the welding kit out and they put up these I-beams and all this crap and support the bottom of this thing. We lug this and we can't get it through our house. It comes to our house. We can't get it out onto the deck. It's got to go through the front door and out the back door to get onto this deck because we live on a hill. We got to get the thing craned onto our deck. And then we get it all
over the
up,
house,
over the house from the front, over the house.
So
landed
some
on the
crane
deck.
Operator had
came
to do
and
this.
Lifted the freaking thing up over our house.
The crane's hella expensive too, right? To rent for one day.
It was not a giant crane.
Okay.
It was yes, it was. It was absolutely. This was the most expensive stupid ass thing. One of the most expensive stupid ass things I've ever done. It's just an epic fail.
Oh, can we have a list?
No.
Yeah, write down the elliptical.
Just start a list.
The elliptical, too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, the elliptical. Jesus, yeah. We
oh,
changed
the new
that whole.
Gym?
The new gym. We made. We built a gym in our house, and then three months later, I'm like,
do you want these mats? Do you want this elliptical?
Yeah, Johnny Mosley, you want this elliptical? Get this crap out of my house.
Did he take it?
He did take it.
He took the elliptical.
Good for him.
So we get this thing. We get it all set up.
Lazy boy chairs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those guys. I never even took the tag off of those. I'm like, those dope. No.
She just sat in that like twice.
Well, you slept in it once. That was good.
Yeah, I made the most use of it.
Well, they're going to be at the home consignment center if anybody wants them. I'm going to throw those over there. See if I can make $200 on the $1,800 I spent. Jesus, loser.
Back to your hot tub.
Did you write down the Lazy Boys?
I did.
I also bought a handicap ramp for the back of my property to get down.
Why?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That thing sat in my yard for 2 years.
Why?
Because we didn't know how we were going to get out of the backyard. So we put a retaining wall up and raised the level. And I'm like, well, just get a ramp. It's a big deal. So I buy this ramp. I put it out there. It's like, it was the most ridiculous. I was like, we can't have this. This is like a place where people walk by. Like, we can't have
like
this.
Like, right in the middle, there's a just ramp coming down.
So stupid from somebody's back fence. It's a ramp. Whatever. So, write that one down, too. That
the
was
ramp?
A $1,200 ramp. I did donate that, though, to a place that does ADA retrofitting
right.
and stuff. So,
right.
I, you know, at least I could write that off. A donation. Freaking loser. I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to say. So we have this hot tub, and it's sitting on our stupid back porch. That's been
Now the deck's been built up around it, so
no,
it looks all legit?
No. It's just plunked on the porch, but underneath the deck is it's, you know, I don't know, it's got like a nice outside or whatever, but it's enormous. So then
my question, it's not sunk into
no,
the deck.
It is
okay,
standing on the deck on
got
the
it.
Reinforced thing. Actually, if we'd sunk it in, it might have been better because the thing was, it was a friggin' behemoth. So the deck was a good size. Did you ever come over to my old house?
I've been there.
Nice big back deck and everything. It's lovely.
Black and toilets.
Well, in one bathroom,
right.
the black potty. Just one match the decor.
I understand.
So, do you? Doesn't seem like you do. So, this gigantic behemoth of a hot tub is sitting there on our deck, right? And we fill it with water and we're doing this thing. But even as soon as it lands on the deck, I'm like, uh-uh. That's really big.
Well, yeah.
That thing's huge.
What did you think?
I should have done story
We're using
poles,
a crane to get it over the top of the house.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just because it was wider than 3 feet. We couldn't get it through the front door.
Uh-huh.
So, it's sitting out there and we all get in it. And the kids are, you know, they love it. They're having just a great time.
Bubbles.
And for about a week, I think I got in it maybe like four times that first week. And John was out there and he...
Did you ever go in it naked?
Probably. Our thought was that once the newness of it wears off, that, you know, so I'm not going to go out there and be, you know, naked. Broad daylight, people can see that.
Nighttime, though.
Yeah, nighttime, drinks. Sure. Me and John might go out there.
Sure.
But then I think we went out there, I want to say we went out there that first weekend that we had it. And I got so sweaty. I'm like, oh my God, there's like actual sweat pouring down off the top of my head. I'm sitting on the edge and now I'm too cold because I'm naked. I'm like wrapped up and huddled in a towel. I think that thing lasted. Then it sat on the porch for a while and the top started to look crappy because, you know, it's outside. And then I want to say 3 months later, I'm like, this thing's got to go.
It only lasted at your house for 3 months.
Well, then we started getting the bills too for the already our, who cares?
I love it. That's a great story.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. Maybe it lasted 6 months. Did you know me then?
I didn't know.
Yeah. We gave it to, by the way, Chumley was like, I'll take it. I'm like, great. He empties it. We lower
when
it off
you
the
say,
deck.
When he says he'll take it, he didn't pay you anything for it.
I'm like, I will pay you to get it out of here. He goes, let's just call it even.
So is that his house still?
Yeah.
Is he using?
$100 a month, he says it costs him to keep it heated, and he gets in it.
Regularly.
It. Yeah.
Loves it.
Loves it. Well, he's, you know, that's a guy who does hard work all day. That's
sure.
That's who needs a hot tub.
Well, I'm against them in general, but that's just...
Well, I think that you should get one because I would love for someone else to make the same mistake that I did.
I don't want to.
And I think you'd love it.
I will argue against it just from the standpoint of we are a drought state. We do not need
that's
to have...
That's not about... You're not refilling it every day.
You human
fill the
soup
thing.
All the time.
You know what's great is those bathtubs that have the jets. You can get one of those in your
we
bathtub.
Don't need that either.
But
at least that's
it's
like
a compromise, you know?
Go to a place with them, yes. Have one at your house, no.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Well, good luck.
I'm not.
We'll see.
Don't worry.
I'm making that better what?
Go ahead.
No, if they add that this year, then that's, you know, I said they're definitely doing another project this year.
It's not happening.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
The coronavirus.
Oh, good.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus. That's our favorite song.
Yeah, it is.
What are they saying again?
First one is wash your hands. Then I don't understand any of the other.
Avoid level. People. Avoid crowds. Oh.
That's all there in what they just they just played?
Well, that part was like wash your hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll play how much is a hot tub? Like 10K?
Look it up.
I don't think we paid that, but it's, you know, right up there. I would say we probably... I bet you by the time we did the whole thing, it was 10K. Because we had to reinforce the bottom. We had to rent a crane for a day.
And then just 3 months later, get it out of here.
Get this behemoth out of here. And then I was so psyched because I'm like, oh, look, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So we have such a big deck.
Pretty nice ones for about $6,500. There's a cheaper one for $3,500,
$3,800. Yeah. We didn't buy the cheap one. We bought the 65, yeah. Whichever, you know. Had lights.
The reason
it
came up is the missus had gone to a Chick Street gathering.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, they're just going to go drink wine or whatever and chat, you know, girl talk. Turns out they were all in the hot tub.
Fun.
Like one of the neighbors has a hot tub and they all jumped in and I was like, really?
Seem weird to you. People jump in hot tubs. I mean, you got one. Maybe they just got it and they're like, everybody bring your bathing suit.
I want to say, I can't say for sure, I wasn't there and I didn't get a head count, but I'm guessing there must have been 6 or 8 women that got together,
there's
all put on swimsuits
one right here.
And got in the hot tub.
I think
that
ours
seemed
was,
weird?
I think ours was a 6 person. Might have been an 8 person.
Imagine if you have in your backyard, then you're that house that has it. You have 8 women sitting back there in the hot tub. Hey.
All right.
That's the softening right there. Did you hear
that? No, I'm not. No.
If every Wednesday they have book club at his house and they're reading books in the hot tub. Oh, it's getting hot in here. I best sit on the side. Oh, I lost my top. I don't know. What do you think?
All the neighborhood moms? Nah.
Oh, really? So you live with a bunch of ugly ladies?
I didn't say that.
That's kind of what you just said.
It's not.
Coronavirus, everyone. Never getting through. We're not getting to single
story. I'm just saying.
Coronavirus, coronavirus.
I'm not going to be like, hey, Noah, your mom. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying you have to talk to the children about
it. Well, you're just acting like the neighborhood mom should be some kind of feast.
For the eyes. You're not supposed to actually eat them.
Well, I'm not interested. Thank you. God.
Well, sorry, ladies. Vinny thinks you guys are a bunch of dogs.
That's not what I said.
It's kind of what you're saying.
No, it's not. I'm just saying I don't want to be looking at Landon's mom going, hey.
So Landon. So Landon's mom is the cutest check one?
No, that's not what I said. Mm. Oh, God, do a story.
Well, I'll try. Here
almost
we go.
Out of time anyway.
Coronavirus.
No, don't play this song. Oh, God.
Coronavirus. Daniel Craig is hosting SNL this weekend to promote the James Bond movie, No Time to Die. That was supposed to come out about a month from now. Well, now it's coming out in November.
Why'd they push it?
Because of the coronavirus. They don't want to lose all the money that they feel that they will when people don't go to movie theaters over the next few months.
Understood.
Supposed to come out April 10th. Yesterday, its release was postponed specifically due to the coronavirus. It's the first major Hollywood movie to get shelved over the outbreak. No Time to Die will now hit theater. And there's been hype for this movie. Like, it's already, you know, people have it marked in their calendars. What happened?
Sorry, I turned myself off to cough. Even though I'm 2 weeks now with the flu, it still lingers. I love the Bond movies. I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Or would have gone.
Well, at some point, you'll see it.
For sure.
So it's now going to hit theaters on November 25th. So it's a Thanksgiving release.
All right.
He'll be promoting a movie that won't be out for 8 months. And so probably there will be jokes about that. The Weeknd is the musical guest. He's got a new album called After Hours coming out on March 20th. I doubt that'll be postponed due to coronavirus. Seems like that's the one thing people can do is listen to music in the privacy of their own homes. And bad news, if you're already looking forward to Christmas and you were thinking you were going to get a Baby Yoda toy. So cute. Oh. Just so cute, that Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Or is it on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was the whole draw. Yeah,
whichever one it is. I don't know. I've subscribed to them all then. So Baby Yoda toys. It looks like there's going to be a disruption in the production of those. I wonder why. I wonder where those are made. So they're saying don't get your hopes up for those. Coronavirus.
Well, you know what's funny? We were talking about it at my house because the missus is in tech. And I was we were talking like, what else could be more affected besides the tech business? And we went, the toy business, Christmas.
Yep. Hasbro is like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the other big deal that's probably already in the works for the Christmas season.
Right, the big mass-produced toys, the latest, most popular thing. Right. So listen, if you want Baby Yoda, start learning how to work with clay because you might have to make your own. All right, what's coming up?
Instagram influencing is more dangerous than you think.
Really?
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.